Okay, we're going to get started again for the third and final lesson for this Sunday.
好，我们再来今天最后一段的课程。
Just before we start the lesson, actually, as you all know, especially in China, we've started up the new WeChat group. It's called the New Tea Party.
我现在要先跟在大陆的同学们说一下，我们现在有一个新的微信的群组，叫做新。茶会 New Tea Party.
That's right. It sort of sounds like a political party, actually. But it's a Bible study group, as you know.
大家应该都已经知道了吧？你们就是要参加那个新茶会的这个群组。
Okay, but the reason we had to start the new one is because obviously people were being invited to the old one, and I don't have control over the old group because I had to change my WeChat account.
因为之前的那个茶会 tea party 的那个群组呢，因为已经太多人，然后 Tim 他没有办法管理，所以他就开始新的这个小群组。然后我们希望在这个群组里面，大家不要随意的加人。
Yeah, so that's why we started the new one, and I give thanks to Vivi and Japheth for helping out with organizing that as well.
那我们要谢谢那个 Vivi 和 Japheth， 因为他们帮我们组好了这个新的这个群组。
Yeah, and what I'm hoping eventually is that we'll be able to get more people that want to study the doctrine with us from the New Tea Party group and the other New Tea Party. We're just going to have to forget about that, really.
所以我们希望呢，真正在跟我们一起上课的同学呢，就是待在这个新茶会 New Tea Party 这个群组里面。那之前的那个群组我们就不太用了。
But for Vivi, I've given you the administration rights there. She can control things a bit. So you could still invite people from the old group into the new group. And then if we don't like them, we just kick them out.
这个新的群组呢，会由 Vivi 来做管理者。那如果真的想要来上课的人呢， Vivi 可以帮他们加到这个新群组里面。
Yeah, and that's sort of what she's been doing as well. But so you can invite people to the new group, but just now we have more control. So if we don't like what they're saying or if they're posting too much, we can just warn them first and then kick them out if they don't like it.
所以就说接下来的状况就是他们可以加入这个新群组，然后也来上课，但是如果他们在里面有一些不当的发言的话，很可能就会被剔除。
But you have to understand that the objective for this Bible study is not to try to get as many people as possible. And what we're trying to get is people that are just really interested in the doctrine.
我们必须要让大家了解，就是我们对于这样子的一个群组，我们并不会期待它成长很快，有太多的人，因为我们希望的是真的在这个群组里面的人都是真正对于圣经教义非常有兴趣，要认真学习的人。
Okay, and of course you will understand that already because some of you have been doing this for many, many years and you appreciate the importance of consistent Bible study.
而我相信在这里上课的人都了解哈这个意义，因为你们都已经是很固定的、长期的在认真的学习的同学。
Okay, so anyway, thanks for your help in those things.
好，谢谢你们的帮忙。
Okay, so getting back to the lesson here, we're talking about prayer and that all prayer needs to be based on the application of the Word of God.
所以呢，我们刚刚在讲的就是所有的祷告都必须是建立在将神的话语运用的这个原则上。
The prayer of a righteous believer is very powerful and very effective.
而所有的这些公义的祷告者，他们的祷告都是非常有力量的。
And a righteous believer is one who is advanced spiritually, so obviously he knows the plan of God, he knows the will of God very well.
而所谓的公义的祷告者，代表他们都是非常认识神的话语的。
And so he's not going to pray for stupid things, he's not going to pray against the will of God.
所以他们都不会呢去做一些很愚蠢的祷告，或者是任何与神违背神旨意的祷告。
And this is a promise from God. If you pray according to the will of God, your prayer will be answered.
所以呢，这就是神给我们的一个应许。当你是因着神的旨意而祷告的，是顺应着神的旨意而祷告的话，你的祷告一定会得到回应。
Now, of course, it has to be answered in God's time. So sometimes God might say, well, you need to wait because, you know, you might not be ready or there's something else that there's a circumstance that you cannot see. And so it might not be answered in the time that you want it to, but it will be answered.
但是呢，这个回应，神回应我们祷告的时间呢，是按照神他所看着的时间表。因为有的时候我们并没有达到一个适合被神这样回应的时间，或者一些情况，那这个时候神是不会立即回应我们的祷告，他会有他的时间表。
God needs to test your faith. He needs to test your patience. Are you willing to wait?
而神呢，他也是会测试我们的耐心跟我们的信心，然后看我们是不是能够好好的做等待。
Because remember, during that time you're waiting, you know, this is a time where you're still having to be applying the word of God to overcome your test, overcome your prosperity test or an adversity test.
然后我们在这个过程中呢，神会来试验我们的所有的，不管是在丰盛中的信心跟在逆境中的信心。
But again, if you're praying according to the will of God, your prayer will be answered.
但无论如何，只要我们所祷告的是应着顺应着神的旨意的话，这个祷告一定是会被回应的。
Now we did see an example. Remember when the Jews prayed for their king, they were praying against the will of God, but still their prayer was answered. But God used that as punishment.
而刚才也提到，就是说当犹太人呢，他们祷告希望能够有一个王，他们成为犹太人的王。那这个当然原本是违背神的旨意的一个祷告，但神也一样让他们得到了他们所想要的回应。但是这却是这个回应却是神要给犹太人的一个处罚。
Remember, we have the idiom in English: "Be careful what you wish for, be careful what you pray for, because you might get it."
有一句话说、哦、你要小心你在求什么，祷告什么，因为你说不定真的会得到。
Yeah, somebody might pray, Lord, I pray to win the lottery. I want to get $1 million and all my problems will be solved.
比如说有人说啊，神啊，请让我得到这个乐透，我要得到千万元的乐透，因为这样的话我的所有的问题都可以解决了。
There's been surveys done of people that have won lotteries. And they say that, you know, about 80% of people that have won a lottery within 5 years or something, they're broke, they're bankrupt.
有一个统计啊，就是曾经得到这些乐透的人啊，80%。
Within 5 years,
在五年左右啊，大概就会把钱都用光光，甚至会破产。
And not only that, but they've lost their family or their friends, you know, and they've had a breakup in their relationship, or you know, their children are not talking to them anymore. You know, all kinds of personal and social problems.
而且呢，他们甚至呢是家庭破灭，或者是跟这个夫妻离婚，那甚至孩子都不跟他们父母讲话，等等的各种问题全部都来了。
Maybe in their last effort, they tried to invest their money, or they were doing something with their money, and now they're in problems, have problems with the tax department as well.
然后呢，甚至是他在他们的投资上面失利，哈，或者他们有税务的问题。
Yeah, so the thing is, you know, they were hoping for $1 million. They got the $1 million, but they didn't have the capacity. They didn't have the ability to appreciate or to use it properly, and it was a cursing for them.
所以呢，虽然他得到了千万的钱财，但是他们却没有那个能力去使用这样的钱财，没有办法管理这样的祝福的一个方法。
And there's no prayers in Scripture which will say, "Yeah, pray for lots of money." It's not the will of God to pray for a lot of money.
而且在圣经里面从来没有教我们说要去祈求得到很多的财富，因为财富并不是神一定要给我们的祝福。
No, you can actually find blessings in money if you've got the capacity, if it's God's will. But I'm saying you cannot depend on money for your happiness.
就说神并不是说不能给我们财富，但是神并不会因着给我们财富而就一定给我们快乐。
Yes, even people like Solomon, you know, they're very wealthy people. But even Solomon wrote that money can destroy you, but the most happiness comes from understanding the word of God. That's what he wrote about in the book, the Ecclesiastes, it's called.
在那个所罗门王所写的箴言里面就有讲说，其实财富并不能让你快乐，真正的快乐是来自于认识神的话语。
Yeah. See, the thing is that for us as believers, we need to look beyond the blessing and look to the source of the blessing. See, that the blessing could be the money, or maybe God gives you, you know, a nice family, or he gives you a good position in society, or a good job, or something like that. These are blessings. But you don't focus on the blessings. You're supposed to focus on the source of the blessings, which is God.
所以你的焦点不应该摆在你神给你的祝福上，而是那个祝福的来源，也就是神的身上，才是我们真正该有的焦点。
Yeah, so like if God provides you with a new girlfriend or boyfriend, a husband or wife, a new children, a new child, something like this, you know, it's very easy to get distracted. And then you get distracted by the things that you've got. But the focus, occupation with Christ, remember, occupation with Christ means your focus is on the Lord. So you're giving thanks to the Lord for what you've been given.
所以当神给我们各种的祝福，你不能只看那个祝福的给你祝福的那个事件或者是东西，比如说他给了你一个小孩，或者你得到一个很好的女朋友，或者是怎么样，这些或者你得到很大一笔钱，这些东西都是他祝福给你的东西或是人事物，这都不是重点。重点是神是那个祝福的来源，不论他给我们什么东西，我们都要回到这个神给我们才是我们祝福的来源。那当你把重心摆在他给你的东西上面的时候，你反而会分心，因为所有的喜乐应该是来自于神。
Because the things of this world are impermanent and they're always changing, especially people. Now, if you're relying on people for your happiness, you're going to be disappointed.
因为所有的人事物都是会改变的。如果你把你的快乐是建筑在一个人的身上，那这人也常常有很多变化，你就会失去你的快乐。
Or you rely on things. You know, maybe you get a new car. You've been saving up for years to get this flash new car or a new house or something. And maybe you get it, but it's just a car. It's just a house. You know, you might have happiness for the first month or so, and then you realize, well, these things, they're a responsibility. They can be a problem as well.
而如果你把你的快乐建筑在这些东西上，比如说你很想要的一个房子或者一台车，就你终于得到了，但是这个快乐很可能只有维持一个月，然后接下来你就会感受到因为买了这个车或买了这个房子，你所要负担的责任和压力，你却就会觉得哎，这些快乐不见了。
So again, you know, people, like, they like to pray for these things. God, I need a new car, I need a new house, I need a new boyfriend or something.And then God might give it to them. But if they don't have the capacity, and if their focus is not on the Lord, they will be disappointed.
所以有些人他们会祷告说啊，神啊，可不可以给我一个很棒的男朋友哈，给我一个很棒的车子。但是呢，这些东西如果他的专注是在这些上面的话，他很容易就会失望。但如果他的专注是放在神的身上的话，那就不会有这些问题。
See, when you pray, and this is what we had in Matthew 21:22, you need to apply faith, apply the word of God. So you're not going to be asking for stupid things, which are going to be a cursing to you when you get them.
所以马太福音21章22节就说，你要祷告，要祷告在为了相信，信靠神的话语，那你就必得着。这样的话，你的快乐必得着。
Okay, now we're going to look through some principles of prayer as well, and this helps to make your prayers powerful and effective, and that you'll end up getting the correct things.
然后我们再来谈的是这个八个祷告的原则。这个祷告的原则，如果我们都能够做到的话，那它就会变成是非常有力量的祷告，而且你可以得到你所求所想。
And one thing you have to understand before we start this is that prayer...is not a part of your spiritual growth, meaning that prayer is the result of your spiritual growth. It's not the input.
我们在谈祷告的原则的前面，先要让大家了解一件事情，就是说，祷告不会让你的属灵生命成长。所以呢，很会祷告的人，不代表他的属灵生命就是比较好的。但是呢，一个属灵生命非常成熟的人，他的祷告绝对是非常有力量。
When I was a new believer and I was at this church, in fact, there were quite a few churches, I went around looking for a good church which I thought was suitable, though I didn't actually know what a good church was, but I was just going around different churches. And in one church in particular, I remember there was this young woman and she stood up and then she was praying during the worship and praying very loudly and very confidently, very fast. And, you know, she must have prayed for 5 or 10 minutes. And I thought, wow, she must be a great Christian.
听说他刚开始变成基督徒的时候，他曾经去过好多好多的教会，他在寻找一个适合他的教会。然后就在其中有一个教会，他就碰到一个女生呢，她祷告呢，一祷告都是5到10分钟，非常有力量，然后非常长的祷告。 听那个时候不太了解，就会想说，哇，这个人一定是一个非常非常棒的一个信徒。
I cannot remember anything about what he said now. It was a long time ago. But I think what really impressed me most was the confidence. And just that she was so smooth in her prayer. It just came out so fast.
那他到底祷告什么？听见已经记不得了。但是他说至少那个人呢，祷告是非常的顺，然后非常的有信心，然后非常的快速。
But you know, later on, I got to learn about what the Christian life was. And then I realized, well,Jesus was actually talking about these people that with their grand prayers, especially the people that stand on the street corners. And yeah, they have many, many words in their prayers, but God's not even listening to them. And I'm not saying this girl was praying correct prayers or not. I don't know. I can't remember. But at the time, I just remember thinking she must be a great believer.
那当然现在回头看呢、哦、这个女生到底是不是一个很好的这个信徒，其实我们并不知道、哦、但是连耶稣基督都曾经在这个圣经里面教导过我们，就说有一些很厉害的伟大的这个祷告者，他们站在路旁祷告，然后用非常多的话语来讲，但不见得那个 是好的祷告。
Yeah, and some of the examples of the prayers that we have in Scripture, you know, the very short prayers and very, we say succinct, which means very clear, very humble, and you know, these are very effective prayers. And they are so effective that God said, I'm going to use this as an example, I'm going to put it in Scripture.
而反而是呢，有些非常在圣经里面也有啊，就是非常简短，然后明确，而且非常的谦卑的祷告。连神都觉得这是一个很棒的祷告，所以甚至放进了我们的圣经里。
One other thing that I was taught in churches, they were saying, if you want to become a great believer, yeah, make sure you come to church a lot, make sure you read your Bible a lot, and make sure you pray a lot. So I got the impression that praying leads to spiritual growth, and that's just not true.
有一些教会就在教导说，你要常来教会，多读圣经，而且天天祷告。好，在这样教导的情况下，让听说他当时就以为说，是不是那种很会祷告的人就是很棒的信徒？但实际上不见得。
A good prayer for a new Christian is basically, you know, God show me your will and lead me to a place where I can learn your will.
好，所以对于一个新的基督徒来讲，他最好的一个祷告呢，就是说能够跟神说，请求你能够带领我，让我知道怎么样学习，怎么样谦卑的跟你学习，然后带我到最对的地方，看学到最适合我的这个教义。
Yeah, and then God will honor that prayer, and He will show that person somewhere he could go to learn the Word of God.
而神呢，就会因此呢，会抬举这样的祷告，然后让这样的人得到最好的教导。
Or maybe provide them a book or some recordings, maybe a CD or something of a good pastor.
而会神呢就会安排最适合的牧师或者最好的教材或者甚至录音带，让他可以得到这样子的教导。
I remember when Max was first at seminary after he became a believer, and he heard people in the next room, and that, you know, every night he would hear them listening to some tape, very loud, booming sort of a voice. The students in the room next to him, they were listening to these tapes. It was like a really loud voice.
听说在当初那个 Max Klein 牧师，他在讲道的时候，他常常会坐在他旁边的人呢、啊，常常都会用很大声的播放一些基督教的一些讲道的一些录音带。
Yeah, he didn't know that what that it was. It was just this loud voice. So he went and knocked on the door one day and said, "What are you guys listening to? It's so noisy."
然后呢，就因为 Max 他并听不懂他们在听什么，所以他就有一天他就到隔壁去敲门说，哎，你们在听什么啊？怎么那么吵？
And they said, "Well, you want to have a listen? It's our pastor. This is R.B. Theme Jr. That was the colonel. And so that's how Max got introduced to the colonel."
That was a long time ago in the beginning. 原来是那个 Max 牧师在还没有认识那个上校牧师前的发生的事情。所以当那个他们隔壁在听的实际上就是那个上校牧师的录音带。
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of people from Baraka Church, you know, they came to the colonel, his ministry, because they were willing to find the truth. They were looking for the truth, and just through some...You know, meeting somebody or some circumstance, that's how they got into the Bible classes.
那很多的这些人呢、啊，当初在开始认识上校牧师前，都是因为他自己生命上也有很多问题啦什么的，后来很想要学习，然后当他们听到了上校牧师的教导的时候，他们就开始去他的课程。
That's like for most of us, when you think about, you know, what brought us to Bible classes, or even what brought us to believe in Jesus Christ. Now, you look at the circumstances behind it, and you can, should be able to look back and say, well, God was providing the right circumstances for me to hear the truth, and then I believe the truth, and then here I am.
所以其实对我们很多人也是一样，但都是我们呢，很明显的在想要追求真理，然后神就提供了我们这些机会。好，让我们可以有学习的机会。
But again, if you're praying, and again, a good prayer for Christians, and we do this in Bible class at the start and the end, is to pray that God will lead us in His will and lead us to understand His word even more. And that's the kind of prayer that God wants to answer. That is according to God's will.
所以在我们每一次上课里，我们也示范了，就是当我们去跟神祈求能够让我们学习更多，这正是神的旨意，所以神就会应许我们的能够得到更多学习的这个祈求。
Yeah, and there's verses in the Bible that tell us that the word of God is more precious than gold and silver. So of course, you shouldn't really be praying to win the lottery or to get a big house or whatever like that. You should be praying that you understand and have a better understanding of the word of God.
其实在圣经里就已经教导我们，神的话语是比金银财宝更要珍贵，更有价值。所以我们绝对没有必要去祷告说啊，能够得到这个乐透奖。我们要祷告的是真正的能够有机会更深入的学习神的话语。
That is a prayer according to God's will. God will answer it. But you also have to be willing.At the time, and God says, okay, here's Bible time, or here's a book, you have to read it. You have to be willing to do that.
而这就是神的旨意，他希望我们学习。所以当我们这样去祈求，去祷告说，啊，请神让我们有更多的机会去学习你的话语的时候，他一定会回应我们。然后，但是这个回应也必须是我们真心想要学习。如果他给我们圣经的课程，或者给我们一本圣经的书，我们没有去认真去学习的话，那也就这个回应也就没有意义了。
I'm sure you get a lot of Christians, they're praying, God, you know, I want to be a good Christian, I want to be obedient, I want to do your will. And God says, okay, we'll spend an hour a day studying my word. And they're like, well, I don't really have that much time, maybe 15 minutes. Yeah, God is saying, you need to study. He's given you 24 hours, so you should at least spend an hour a day with the word of God.
所以呢，有些人就会跟神祷告说啊，神啊，我愿意顺服你，我愿意学有更深刻的学习。神就回应说，好啊，那我就给你每天一个小时的这个学习的机会。结果你说啊，神啊，我只想要学习15分钟。
Yeah, and again, because God has given you those 24 hours, He's given you a spiritual life, He's given you all the resources you need.And really, he's saying, well, can you sacrifice, not even a sacrifice, can you provide 1 hour of each day to study the word of God?
所以神呢给了我们一天24小时，然后给了我们各种的属灵的资源，但是呢，他要求你一天学习一个小时，这绝对不是一个牺牲，这绝对不是一个牺牲啊，这是一个礼遇，但是你有没有这样子的认真的愿意？
See, a lot of people say, well, I'm too busy because I have to make money, I have to look after my family, I have to do this and I have to do that. But what you're saying is that the things of the world are more important than the plan of God if you're doing that.
那但是很多人会说啊，我又要赚钱，我又要养孩子，又要照顾家里，要什么什么，很多朋友。但是全世界上除了学习神的话语、神的真理之外，难道还有更重要的事吗？
Yeah, now, of course, you have responsibilities. If you have 24 hours of responsibilities in your day and you can't find time for God's word, it means you have too many responsibilities. You have to make some decisions and rearrange your priorities.
如果呢，你一天24小时里面，好，你的所有的需要负的责任里面，多到你无法提出一个小时来学习神的话语，那就代表你有太多的外务跟责任。你应该要调整你的生活。
Now, getting on to these 8 principles of prayer, and you know, we'll just go through these step by step. The first one said that prayer is most effective when GAP, Grace Apparatus for Perception, or we call it Operation Z, is functioning. So I'll have to explain this, of course.
好，我们现在来讲这八个祷告的原则。第一个呢， 就是祷告最有效力的状态是当我们呢是在 GAP GAP 的这个合理的运作中。什么叫 GAP 呢？就是能够帮助领悟的恩典设备。 What is
Operation Z? 设备 is the apparatus, isn't it? Like the things that are being prepared, so like the equipment. But we're talking about the resources to you, and I think you can use as well. We'll just go from the English for now, I think. And then I have to explain this because this was a big study, talking about Operation Z. Yeah, it's a big study, and we'll have to just review a little bit.
反正基本上呢，就是说，我们之前学过 Operation Z， 好，就 Z 行动，好，这件事情，就是当 Z 行动哦，是在正确的运作的时候，我们的祷告是最有效力的。
Yeah, for the newer students, you probably have no idea what we're talking about, but we've done some quite big studies about this in the past. It's basically talking about how we understand the Word of God.
当然，对新同学来讲，所谓的 Operation Z 行动呢，你们可能不太了解，但基本上 Z 行动就是在于我们的脑子怎么去理解神的教导，神的话语的教导的这个过程。
I have a slideshow about this, though, which we used in classes in the past. I'll post the slideshow onto the line in the WeChat groups.
之后我们下课会把这个 Z 行动的这个图呢，会放在大家微信和 LINE 的群里面，大家就可以得到复习。
Okay, but first we'll look at this verse, John 15:7, and then I'll show you the diagram which explains this Operation Z.
我们现在来看一下约翰福音的15:7。
The verse here, this relates to this Operation Z. It also relates to what we're talking about, principles of prayer.
就这一个经句呢，是跟我们讲的 Z 行动有关的。那也就是说，我们怎么样可以让我们的祷告有效力的这个意思。
Jesus said, "If you abide in me," and the word is basically to stay or to remain. If you remain in me, and my words, meaning his doctrine or his teachings, if they are in you, in your soul.You shall ask what you will, meaning in prayer. You will pray for whatever you want, and it will be done for you.
就说如果你们留在我的里面，那同时我的话语呢也留在你们的里面的话，你们就可以随心所欲的求祈求，并且呢，我就会给你们所有的祈求成就。
Very similar to what we had just now in Matthew 21:22.
其实这跟马太福音21:22几乎是一样的。
See, the word there was believing, remember? And believing means applying the word of God. So that's what Jesus is saying here. If my words abide in you, it's the same thing.
因为马太福音的21:22是说呢，要相信你的祈求就会得到应许。但而相信其实就是神的话语。那所以在这边，约翰福音15:7就说我的话语也在你的里面。
Okay, and again, you know, the words of Jesus Christ are in you. It means in your soul because you've studied them, you've learned these things.
而神的话语会在我们的魂里面，是因为我们有学习、有记得、有应用。
Ask what you will. Now, the Greek word here, you have the word thelete here. And thelete is really what you wish for. But because your thinking is according to Jesus' word, so you're only going to wish for things that Jesus wants you to have.
因为当我们随心所欲的求，但是那个随心，那个心已经是神的话语了，所以你的心其实是跟神的心意是完全吻合的。那这样的时候，你的祷告，你心所求就必成就。
Okay,
其实重点是在我们的想法是符合神的旨意的。
This is a really important word, just a very small word, but very important. So I'll just introduce it very quickly.
这个希腊文的字很重要，所以我们来解释一下。
G-H-E-L-R.
就是那个 will， 就是我们的期待嘛，应该我们的期许嘛。
Okay, which is to will means something you want to happen, and it's not really saying this is not the future tense saying I will go to the shop. Okay, we're here we're talking about the will, what you want done or what you wish to be done.
这边的 will 呢，其实是你的那个希望能够。成就的事情的那个 will.
So when we talk about the will of God,
所以我们常讲说神的旨意，其实也是用 will 这个字。
See, it's using the word here, thelo, Because it's saying what God wishes to happen.
我们之前也教过，就是神的这个旨意其实 也有很多种，有一些是神真的希望它发生的，也有是神他愿意让它发生，但不是神自己想要的。
And here, the word thelo, Jesus is talking to the disciples.
所以现在呢，是耶稣基督呢，在跟他的门徒们讲话。
It's in the plural form. It's in the plural form. So obviously he's talking to a lot of people. Whatever you people wish for.
这时候是他用的是这个复数啊，他意思说是跟很多的学生在讲话的。
Okay, and if you look, can you go back to the board here?You see, after the word, we have these letters here. V is verb, it's a verb. And then you have the present active. Active means they have to do it. And it's subjunctive, which means maybe they will, maybe they won't.
这个地方他用的这个 will, 就是你们想的哈，是用的是一个是动词，然后是
Oh, and it's subjunctive. Now, subjunctive means it might happen or it might not.
这是一个有一点像是叫做可能或不可能 都有可能的那个概念。
See, some things in scripture are written in what we call the indicative. Indicative means it will happen. Or you say, the bottle is on the table. Now, as a simple example, okay, here's my bottle, and it's a statement of fact. My bottle is on the table.
好，那有的时候那个词态呢的是一个叫做就是现在式哈，就是你现在比如说这个瓶子在桌上，它就已经是一个事实的陈述了。
But if you talk about something that might happen or might not, you could say, well, yeah, tomorrow I might buy a new bottle. It might happen, it might not. That's subjunctive.
好，那另外一种词态呢，就是说哦，我明天可能会去或不一定去。那这种就是说用一个可能的 不确定哈、不确定
的
词态。
Yeah, and the subjunctive use in the scripture, and you get this in many verbs, is showing that there's volition involved. Because maybe you'll do something, maybe you won't.
所以当用这种在圣经里面用不确定的这种词态哈来表达的时候，大部分都是跟我们人会有一个自由意志，它可以决定要或不要有关。
Remember we had that in 1 John 1:9 when John says, if you name your sins. He's saying, well, maybe you will name your sins, maybe you won't.
就像在我们那个约翰一书一章九节说、啊、如果你来对神认罪，意思是他用的也是这种不确定词态，意思是说你有可能会认罪，也有可能不认罪。
Yeah, and so it comes out if, 如果, it's like, maybe you will, it's up to you.
所以他就好像是用了如果这种概念哈，你如果若是哈，你向神认罪会怎样
？Now if you do name your sins, God will forgive you your sins.
所以如果你真的向神认罪了，神就会原谅你的罪。
See, a lot of believers, they don't name their sins properly. They don't even try to name their sins, so they're not forgiven.
那有很多时候我们呢其实并没有很正确完整的认罪甚至不认罪所以他就不会被神原谅。
And Jesus is saying here in John 15:7, he's saying, if you ask according to your will, now maybe you will, maybe you won't. And when you say the will, what you will, remember the will that you're asking for, the will of the disciples, has to fit with the will of God. And if, subjunctive mood, ifYou are asking according to the will of God, your prayers will be answered.
所以呢，在这个地方呢，用的就是这种不确定的一个状态，就是说，当你如果是依着神的意志、神的话语而所求的话呢，那你们所求就会被成就。
And it all depends on volition.
但这个是占是以你的意志来自由意志来决定的。所以也就是说你的自由意志里面必须是顺应着神的话语而去祈求他才有可能被成就。
Yeah. There's conditions that need to be fulfilled.
所以它是有一个状态必须是完成的那个状态是被完全了你就会得到这个结果。
Yeah,
that was... 那个状态就是你必须要根据神的旨意来做祈求。
Okay, says, if you abide in me, that's the first thing he says, if you are in me, and if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are in Jesus Christ.
所以那个状态呢，第一个是你必须在 我里面，你们若留在我里面，那个我就是耶稣基督，也就是说你必须要在耶稣基督里。
So he's speaking, there could be a big crowd of people here, there could be many believers and unbelievers, but he's saying, if you believe in me, that's the first step.
所以呢，他所讲话的对象有些是信徒，有些不是啊，所以必须他的在第一个条件是相信我的，也就是说你在我里面的。
And if my words are in you, which means if you've studied my word, consistent Bible studies.
那另外第二个条件是说呢，我的话语呢在灵你里面，也就是说你有研读神的话语，圣经。
And then, and actually that doesn't come out in the English, but it should be an if here as well. It's saying, if you ask according to what you will, which is whatever you want, but you want what the word of God is teaching you, then it shall be done.
同时呢，如果呢，在这个前提之下呢，你呢，再来做要求或祷告，祈求，那就会得到。
Okay, now what I'll quickly give you this diagram here, because I said I would, and this will explain how the word of God will abide in you.
这个 Z 行动呢，就是在解释这张图，就在解释如何让神的话语待在你的里面。
Okay, I've got about 5 minutes to do this. It's going to be a review for some of you, but for others, it's going to be like, what the heck is this? Because it's very new and looks a bit.
那这个程序图呢，我们花五分钟来做一个复习。那没看过的人呢，就认真仔细的听。
Okay, so we call this Operation Z, obviously because it's shaped like a Z.
好，这个呢是称之为 Z 行动，因为它刚好程序被画成像一个 Z 的字。
And the other word that the colonel uses, yeah, the colonel sort of developed this from his studies of the Bible. The other word he uses is this grace apparatus for perception. Perception meaning understanding the word of God.
那另外一个名词就是说帮助领悟神的恩典的这个设备。
Okay, but just quickly here, and you know, again, I'll send the PowerPoint presentation out. But the first step of understanding the will of God or the word of God is you have to be under the authority of a pastor teacher.
好，那这个 Z 行动的一开始呢，要理解神的话语的第一件要务就是呢，你必须要跟着一个好的一个牧师教师来学习。
Okay, and we've got the verses here as we go through. I didn't put them in the English. What's the first one? That'd be Ephesians 4:11, and then you have 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and then 1 Corinthians 5-9.
好，那这个呢是根据呢以弗所书4:11，提摩太后书2:15，哥林多前书1:5-9.
Okay, so you can look at those verses yourself.
So these 经句请大家回家读一读。
As the pastor is teaching, for example, I'm teaching you, and then the Holy Spirit is taking these words and he's teaching to your soul. You know, really, I'm not teaching you, it's the Holy Spirit. I'm just presenting the word of God.
然后呢，牧师们呢，或者是老师，他在教导的过程呢，他只是把这些讯息教导给你，但是谁真正是在浇进我们的魂里的呢？是那个圣灵。
And again, I'm not going to go into all the verses, but you can look these up yourself, John 14:26 and chapter 16:13.
就约翰福音的14:26，还有16:13。
Galatians 5:16.
加拉太书的5:16。
And then Ephesians 5:18.
那以弗所书的5:18呢，都有在说明这件事情。这个呢都基本上应该在也有提到，就是说我们必须要在圣灵充满的情况下学习。
Okay, so again, you could be in a church or in a Bible group, and the pastor teacher, he's got the gift of the pastor teacher, and he's teaching, he presents the information, and the Holy Spirit is presenting that to your soul.
所以呢，这个、意思是说，也许我们在教会里面哈，或者是在这个教室里面学习，那这个牧师教师呢，他展示了神的这些教导的话语和内容，但是真正的是由圣灵把它真正的教导进到我们的魂里面，让我们真正能够进入理解的状态。
Okay, and when the Holy Spirit teaches, the information is going to go to your soul, but he goes via the human spirit first. You need the human spirit as a, we call it like a sort of a transformer for the information to get into your soul.
It's like a scepter.
receptor, yeah.
Receptor. 好，但是呢，圣灵在教导的到我们的魂中的时候呢，它其实是要经过人的灵哈来接收的。
And don't ask me why we need that, but yeah, because really, well, we have the verses actually. I can tell you why. In John chapter 4, verse 24, one of the examples, it says, God is spirit. And if you worship God, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is a human spirit.
在约翰福音四章二十四节里面讲说呢，当我们在敬拜神的时候，我们是用着真理以及我们的灵来敬拜的。那这个灵所指的灵也是人的灵。
Now other studies, and it comes out in these verses I've mentioned here, they will tell us that only the believer in Jesus Christ has a human spirit. The unbeliever does not have a human spirit.
然后这几个右上角的这几个经句呢，都在讲说，我们只有一个相信了耶稣基督的人才得到人的这个灵。那所以也就是靠着这个人的灵，我们可以对神做敬拜。
Okay, so these are the verses here. Actually, oh, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9, 16.
好，第一个经句呢，就是《哥林多前书》的二章九到十六节。好，这个左上方的那个多一五到九，那个我们还不确定它的经句到底是哪一个，我们稍后再告诉大家。
Anyway, but talking about the human spirit, we have these verses: 1 Corinthians 2, 19, 16, Jude. 1:19, Hebrews 4:12, and then John 4:24.
好，所以大家这个右上角的这个哥林多前书二章九到十六节，犹大书十一到一章十九节，希伯来书四章十二节，约翰福音四章二十四节，请大家也看一看。
Okay, so the Holy Spirit teaches the information to the human spirit, which is transferred by the Holy Spirit to the left lobe of the soul, which is usually called the mind.
经由这个右上角，好的，这个人的灵接收了所有学习的神的话语，他会呢，经由圣灵的帮助，会进到人的思维，就是 mind, 思维里面。
The mind is where you understand academic information.
而这个思维呢，就是我们去理解所有的这种学术性的话语的这个地方。
Okay, the Greek word is nous, and usually I translate that as mind. The Greek word is nous, well, I haven't written it on this actually, but the word is nous, but it means mind, literally your mind. Oh, so you've got the verses there, that's Acts 17:11 and
Matthew
22:37.
好，那这个呢，在使徒行传十七章十一节，还有马太福音二十二章三十七节里面都有提到。
Okay, so in your mind, you can understand the biblical information that you're learning, but you can only understand it academically.
好，所以在我们的思维里面呢，其实它只能够以一个比较学术性的方式去理解这些话语。
Yeah, but the Holy Spirit is teaching you. So the Holy Spirit makes these things understandable for you. You can understand it.But it doesn't become truth in the soul. We say it doesn't become metabolized until you believe it. So you can understand it, but it's really not going to be any use to you until you believe it.
但是呢，在我们思维里面所学习到的东西，是如果没有经过圣灵的这个协助呢，让我们是没有办法吸收运用的。
It's like if you have food, and you can even eat the food, but then you don't like the food or something, or you found out it's poisonous, and then you vomit the food up, that food is not going to be metabolized. It's no good for you.
就好像我们的肠胃哦，如果没有经过我们的肠胃去吸收、代谢后吸收的话，我们的肠胃是只会把它排掉，它不会吸收到变成身体里面一个养分。
So it's a crude example, but you see, it has to be the same with doctrine. Doctrine needs to be believed before it can be useful.
这就跟我们在学习这个圣经教义一样，你如果没有经过一个灵的协助，你把它代谢真的吸收，然后你相信它变成你的那个魂中的一部分的话，它其实是来了又走了，没有用的。
And these verses related to believing or applying, you know, using faith, you believe the information is true, you have it in John 11:40, Romans 10:17, and Hebrews 11, verses 1 to 40.
所以相信这个变成是一个你可以信靠的一些概念哦，这东西它才会有用的。有相关的圣经的经句是约翰福音十一章四十节，罗马书十章十七节
and Hebrews
希伯来书十一章一至四十节。
And just as a reminder, when you read Hebrews chapter 11, when you see the word faithThis is the word pistis, which you have to understand is the word of God. So it's talking about these great believers, they passed their test because of faith. But you can translate that, they passed the test because they believed the word of God.
在希伯来书十一节我们在读的时候，你要有一个习惯，就是你看到他讲说这个信念或信靠这个 faith 这个字的时候，你脑中你就要了解这个字就等于是神的话语。也就是说他是靠这些人之所以通过很多的试炼，靠着是信心，这个信心其实就是说他通过这些测试是因为神的话语。
Okay, so by faith you're believing the information and now becomes what we call epignosis, and epignosis literally means higher truth, or that's a higher knowledge, supernatural knowledge.
那当你因为相信这些你所收到的讯息，神的话语的讯息，你呢，最终呢，在魂里面变成是一个超自然的一些讯息知识。
Okay, and the verses there we have Ephesians 1:17 and Ephesians 3:19.
这里面包含了以弗所书的一章十七节、三章十九节。
Colossians 3:10.
哥罗西书三章十节。
And 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 3 and 4.
提摩太前书二章三到四节。
That finishes off our quick review of Operation Z and also finishes off today's class.
好，所以呢，这个就是我们所谓的 Z 行动。那我们今天大致把它复习完毕，那我们今天的课程也到这里结束。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time and the opportunity that we have to study your word this afternoon.
感谢天父在今天下午让我们有这样的时间跟自由可以学习你的话语。
We give thanks for your provision, which gives us all of the spiritual resources that we need in order that we can understand your word.
也感谢天父提供我们这么多的这些属灵的资源让我们可以学习。
And may we appreciate how important it is to be consistent in our studies that we can develop our faith.
而且我们感谢我们可以这样子 也祈求我们能够一直稳定的学习，能够让我们可以有更大的这个信心。
And we give thanks for your guidance and provision and protection as we advance to spiritual maturity.
而也感谢天父持续的提供我们所有的资源跟稳定的学习，让我们可以属灵的生命更为提升。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告和感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.